Tamini's talk is about exploring quantitative measures of fabric soil content.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Shamini Rajaganesh, and I represent University of Texas at Austin. So a couple of months back, before we got onto this research, my advisor and I were brainstorming one day in his office, and we were thinking through various topics for research, and we landed up at one basic question which stared at us right at our face, which is, how clean is your garment? So we decided that our garment should be pretty clean because we wash it, we dry it well, we press it, it doesn't look bad, it doesn't smell bad, so it should be pretty clean. So the next question that we asked was, well, then how clean is clean? So then at that point, we realized how important it was to ask this question because of the changing laundry practices all over the world. Laundry practices, traditional laundry, we've been washing clothes for centuries, millenniums together, but each different culture, each different country, each different society uses a different laundry practice. So the laundry variables such as how frequently something is washed, the wash temperature, the type of detergent that is used, the type of system for assortment of clothing that is used differs from cultures to culture and societies. And moreover, studies show that consumers over a period of time do not pay any attention to the laundry variables. So they don't care if they wash at a hot temperature or at a cold temperature, and they don't worry about if the garment is actually being cleaned or not in the process. And moreover, one important concept is that the implication of laundering on the energy consumption. So during LCA studies, life cycle assessment studies that have been conducted of a clothing item, it is said that the use phase of a clothing consumes a lot more energy than the production phase. So use phase is where the laundry happens. So energy consumption of laundry has a major impact on the environmental environmental conditions, and therefore DOE, Department of Energy in USA, is changing laundry practices, changing machinery, so that this process is getting more efficient. So this means that we are using high efficiency detergents, high efficiency machines, meaning we use less water and less energy. But does that translate to cleanliness? We do not know. And also, going back to literature, we found out that there is an inadequacy of existing cleanest measurement techniques. So how do we know our product is clean? So we went back to the literature and did some digging. So we found that the existing cleanest measurement methods usually focuses on human evaluation of the degree of visible soil and stain before and after washing. So consumers, people who are using the product, technicians, washing machine technicians, are usually evaluating the washing process, which is looking at the product and smelling the product before and after washing. So there is no standardization there. It's subjective. Secondly, for energy labeling purposes of a washing machine, this standard is used, which takes care of the reflectance value of a fabric. So if a fabric is cleaner, the light that is reflected out of the fabric is going to be higher, which can be measured using a spectrophotometer. But if it's dirty, then the reflecting value is low. But this focuses, again, only on the visible soil and stain. Some novel methods have also been used to measure and characterize stains in a fabric. So image analysis methods have been used to measure stains. And lastly, on a different note, beyond the visible stains and beyond the visible soil, the microbial activity in a product which is treated can be assessed using the following standards, which is already there. So we came to the conclusion, looking at the background, that there is a lack of objective quantitative measure of cleanness. And one other thing we realized is that cleanness is not only about the visible contamination in a garment. So during when we wear our garment and when we work during the day, there is a lot of human skin secretions that get absorbed into the clothing. So one is sweat, the other is sebum. Sebum is nothing but the skin oil, which also gets absorbed by the clothing. Studies which have been worked on show that skin secretions and other oily substances that get attracted to the skin secretions are the major contaminants in a clothing. About 90% of the clothing contamination is due to the skin secretions, which is not visible to the human eye. And most of the skin secretions, if not taken through a proper laundry process, is going to remain there for a long time, affecting the yellowness of the garment and attracting more bacterial activity. So this pushed us to determine, to explore the feasibility of a new technique to objectively measure the oily organic contamination in the clothing due to human skin soils. And the ultimate goal of our research, we want to develop a cleanliness index wherein all parameters of cleanliness is taken into consideration to provide a cleanliness rating for a product. So in order to do this, we realized we need something more to measure the cleanliness. And there, we landed up on ozone. Ozone, could it be used as a metric to measure the oily soil content in a garment? So we went back to literature again, and we saw that the oxidative nature of ozone is being used as an odor combatant in the food and the meat industry. It is also being used in water treatment plants to remove organic pollutants. And extensive research in UK was done on ozone laundry systems where ozone along with water injected improved the efficiency of washing and also disinfected the clothing. And studies which was conducted partly in the University of Texas showed that ozone was highly reactive to skin oils, particularly to a compound called squalene, which it readily oxidized to produce other compounds, volatile compounds. So we put our hypothesis this way. We wanted to check if the reactivity of ozone changes corresponds to the amount of human sebum and sweat present in a garment. So the procedures that we followed were pretty straightforward since it was a very preliminary and exploratory experiment. So the fabric materials that we chose were 100% cotton and 100% polyester single jersey at prepared for dyeing state. The swatch dimensions are mentioned there. The fabric was taken, was conditioned pretty well, and also it was maintained in a sterile state so that we don't have bacterial activity already before the test. And since human skin secretions is very complex by itself, it varies from individuals to individuals with physiology and with lifestyles. For this preliminary research, we wanted to use standard materials. So we purchased artificial acrene sweat solution from Pickering Labs in California, and we prepared the artificial human sebum according to the AMSTM standard in our lab. And the experimental setup that we used to test ozone reactivity is a four-chamber ozone experimental system, which was again built in the University of Texas at Austin. So to give you an idea of how the system worked, this is the schematic diagram of the system. So as you can see, there are four different chambers. So we used two chambers at one time. One chamber had the treated sample with the sweat and the sebum in known quantities. And the other sample had, control chamber had no sample at all. And you can see that there is an ozone generator and there is an ozone monitor which constantly monitors the ozone levels in the chamber. So after extensive experiments, we landed up with these results. So as you can see, this is for cotton. The typical ozone decay curve is given here, plotted against time, and you can see that it is following an exponential pattern, saying that ozone reactivity is dropping down with time. So since, again, this is a preliminary result, preliminary experiment, we did not replicate as many samples as we would like to in the future. So the results for cotton are given here. Cotton was treated at 0.3% sebum and at 0.1%, two different soiling levels. And you can see that there is a definite difference between the control and the treated sample. So you can observe the slope values. The slope value follows a linear curve. And again, with the 1% sebum, there is a definite difference between the control and the treated sample. And among the treated samples, there is a difference in the slope, meaning that ozone reactivity is changing with the amount of sebum present in that fabric. We also did the study for polyester. So if you see the graph, you can definitely notice that the control and the treatment is different. But among the treated samples, the difference observed is not quite conclusive. So we are going to study that more. Detailed studies needed for polyester fabrics. So the ozone depletion rate can be seen here in this graph. So among cotton, there is definitely a difference between the level of soiling and the control. And in polyester, like I said, the results are still not conclusive. So summarizing, we discovered that ozone depletion in the chamber was definitely faster in the presence of a soiled fabric, and the rate of change of ozone concentration appears to be related to the amount of soiling levels, so there is definitely a potential for quantitative characterization. So soiled cotton samples appeared more reactive than polyester. More studies are needed for polyester. So this again is the first step in objective cleanness measurement. These are preliminary results. So just to make the first step more defined, we used only artificially prepared human sweat and sebum. But there are other organic soils which are present in an actual garment, in an actual wear, which needs to be taken into consideration. And other potential soils should also be tested, such as soils which is acquired from the environment. Supposing if a garment is worn in a kitchen and in the oil smokes of cooking, if that gets absorbed into the clothing, how does that react with ozone? So other potential soils should also be tested. And we would also like to carry out a verification of the empirical results that we found against the theoretical model. Thank you. Thank you for your time.